The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Jeep Fun.
I don't mind talking to y'all. You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
Football's football. No one will get better at it than play football.
So you got to do it.
You can sleep when you die. Seeing good players tell them to come here.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
You freaking bitch!
She is an aloof bitch.
She won't even return his calls. You freaking bitch!
Grade
what is up
a
with that?
Prime bitch. She's a grade A bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Resourceful little bitch.
Google me, bitch.
That whiny bitch.
She's a bitch.
Wake up, bitch. You're my new best friend.
By the way, I did look it up. Officially, yes. Travis Hunter against Texas Tech.
Yes.
162 snaps with penalties that don't count.
You oversold that.
No. So if there's a holding penalty.
You said 183.
It is. He took 183 snaps.
Oh. All right.
But like if you get a holding call, obviously, you know, that you replay the down and it doesn't count as an official snap.
Well, good for him.
He took 183 snaps. How is that even humanly possible?
That's like three games worth of snaps for a regular player, right? Because like. Because most players aren't also playing every single snap on offense or every single snap on defense.
Yeah. He had 86 snaps on defense, 70 on offense, 6 on special teams, and that is a Colorado record, 162 snaps. I think
they should roll him out as kicker?
I can't fathom that. I honestly fear for him. Like, I don't know what that does to your body, but you have a limited amount of fights in your body, and dude, NFL, be wary. That is you are buying a Mercedes that has a lot of miles on it.
We got something's on.
I got something's on.
You got something's on? Cooper Flagg has started. Ooh. He plays for Duke. He could be the Blazers.
Yeah,
future,
Flags!
Star.
I'm busy watching the Winnipeg Jets and the New York Rangers.
He wears number 2, if you're wondering. If you want to watch that. Anyway, there's this story.
Are you going to acknowledge the greatness of what Winnipeg is doing this season?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Every time I hear Cooper Flagg's name, I just wonder what Ace Flagg is up to.
He's probably in the stands there. They're in Atlanta?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
The Jets are 14-1.
I love the Whalers.
Jets are 14-1?
Yeah. Thanks for noticing.
I knew that they were like, they got out to what, like an 8-game win streak to start the year or something like that? I knew that they had the longest win streak to start the season, but 14-1? My God.
I shouldn't start this now, should I?
You probably should. Or not. I don't know.
I don't think I should. Okay, so there's this Flag. Dude in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Or Wisconsin man.
And he's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Well, who is it?
Maybe he is.
You got to keep it warm during the wintertime, baby.
But he faked his own death. At least that's what they think. And I have questions. Okay? That's the tease.
I appreciate anyone that fakes their own death. Well, unless you're trying to, like, you know, avoid serious criminal prosecution. But like, I know. I just think it'd be kind of fun. You know, like if you did a Groundhog Day sort of thing, you didn't have any consequences. I'd like to fake my own death and see what happens. It's probably kind of fun to start anew.
Was
right?
it Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn that went to his own funeral? One of the two of them
that
did.
That was Huckleberry Finn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then looked down upon it?
Yep.
You know, I don't need to go to my funeral. I just kind of want to disappear, you know, see what's up. Have it be a great mystery no one really knows. Like, is he alive? Is he dead? And we saw his boat go down, and there's just random reported sightings of me south of the border.
So that story next on The Fan. All right, so this story in Wisconsin caught my attention because I'm not really sure why they're investigating this.
I don't think you're allowed to fake your own death.
Well, it's not illegal.
It's not?
No.
Oh, unless you profit from it, right?
Right. Like, yeah. You have to, if you're doing insurance fraud or sure. something, then they're going to look into it.
Yeah.
But this one, so this dude, he goes out on a lake, mm-hmm. and he's kayaking, and he turns his kayak over, and they find his keys and his wallet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so his family calls the cops. And they go looking for him.
Yeah.
Well, they find out the day after that his kayak supposedly tipped and he allegedly drowned.
Yeah, I'm seeing here they brought in like a sonar. They brought in cadaver dogs. They did the whole deal.
Yeah, they find out his passport had been checked in Canada, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Canada, and they started to get suspicious. I was reading about this. I guess the lake isn't that big.
Yeah.
And so they were like,
he's not in there.
He's not in the lake. They're like, it's not that.
Exactly.
They would have found him, and they're like, he's not here, so.
So this is my question about this. Now there's this big, giant investigation, and there's a manhunt. Yeah. Why? He faked his death.
I'm looking here. Investigators believe Bogart's life. They delved into life and they discovered he had transferred funds to a foreign bank account, changed his email, and communicated with a woman in Uzbekistan,
I believe.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
I
think it's Uzbekistan.
Okay. Yeah, UZ. And then here's the big one, and this is why they're getting it. In January, he took out a $375,000 life insurance policy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Bingo. They said, due to these discoveries and the evidence, we were fairly certain that Ryan was not in our lake. Not in our lake.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense.
So now they got.
But my wife and I were talking about this story. Like, when is it investigation versus just, he obviously doesn't want to hang around you, family. So find a new husband.
I think therein lies the problem is.
If he didn't do all that stuff?
Then I'm sure they'd be pretty pissed that they spent a bunch of resources looking for you, but he didn't ask to be looked for.
Well, he's going to have to pay for the search and everything, they're saying.
Oh, really?
If they find him. I mean, they're going to find him.
I would assume so. Although, is there really an extradition out there? If you're out in that part of the world in one of the stands, does anyone... I feel like when you're in the stands, anything goes.
Tell you what, he didn't make a lot of missteps other than... getting out of the country.
Well, I don't know how you get out of the country without your passport being buzzed.
Yeah.
Unless you find a fake passport. But
yeah, you'd have to have a fake identity.
I always think that in the movies they make that seem like it's such an easy thing to do. I don't think it is.
No chance.
No. I mean, that stuff's hard to do now. Unless
The problem with any of it now is that, like, okay, so you have to look up how you're going to do it, right? So you're going to Google it? Do you really know how to hide your traces on the internet that well? No way.
No. You got to know someone.
So, finding an underground guy who, like, does this stuff?
How would you get a fake passport and then get through security? Like,
I have no idea. The only way to do it would be, like, to go on the dark web and try to do it that way.
Even if you get a fake passport that you think looks great and it's your picture
and
it's a fake name.
You got to be sweating bullets when you go up there.
When you're standing there, you hand it to the guy or the gal.
Yeah.
They're going to catch it.
Yeah, you have no idea if that's real or not. I do not know how easy it is. Because, again, the movies make it seem like it's the easiest thing in the world to fake documents. And I don't think it is. But I'm also not a criminal. Is there anyone listening to us that is a criminal and can confirm or deny that it is easy? I mean, honestly, I think that the only thing I would do is Mexico, because you can cross over into Mexico. As long as you're on foot, you can just walk into it. So I think, honestly, that's what you got to do is just...
You went to the wrong country.
You go to the wrong country. You just, because Canada makes you have the passport, but if you walk across Mexico, you can just walk across the border. And once you're in Mexico, then I think there's parts of Mexico you can get to where literally anything goes. Then you could probably get a boat and you could probably get to some of the islands out there. I think that's probably how you have to do it. But yeah, now they're...
I don't even know how I would go about getting on the dark web. Like, I would have to Google it first, and then the authorities would be like, he looked how to get on the dark web. He probably went to find documentation. I mean, like...
Isn't it darkweb.com?
Is it? I don't know.
No, you got to download a... You have to download a separate program. Like, there's a certain operating system. Not that I would know. But yeah, you download...
I think you are a criminal.
You download a certain operating system, and that's how... There's no way to get to the dark web on your... You can't
on your regular device.
No,
damn it.
You have to have a certain. Well, you can on your computer. You just have to download,
like the plugin or something, or like
it's a different operating system.
Yeah,
and then you can go on there and deal.
So
with
you
that.
Know a lot.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah,
you have a criminal mind.
I find,
an appetite for something not so savory in mainstream society.
Nefarious.
I fully admit this. I am fascinated by that. World,
the whole like criminal underbelly, yeah, it's wild.
Just the idea that there is an entire, if you reject society and you just say F it, I don't care, that fascinates me. That they just and at that point anything goes. You're not playing by the rules, so and you get caught, you're screwed anyway. So you will do whatever it takes to get out of it. Yeah, that fascinates me.
I was listening to a podcast recently that I haven't finished yet. It's about a dark web website that was basically doing murder for hire, and they were like, you could log on, you could give the information of the person that you wanted off, and then the person would request Bitcoin to like get the job done. Yeah. Well, all that person was doing was running a scam, and they were just getting thousands of dollars of Bitcoin off people because then those people are too afraid to go to the authorities and be like, I got taken for a ride. Yeah. But it ended up outing all these people that wanted their friends or spouses or exes killed.
And
it was
like
crazy.
I have no doubt that you can go and find where to download that. I forget what it is. I forget the name of the program, but you download this operating system. You go on the dark web.
You know what it is.
I forgot what it was. Years ago, I looked into that. I never did download it. I was like, I don't want anything to do with
that.
What
were you looking for?
I just thought it was fascinating.
Murder
that,
for hire?
That you could order like a rocket launcher. You can buy drugs from
Organs.
Overseas and stuff. It's like the whole Silk Road thing. I think that's what led me to be fascinated. I was like, oh yeah, the Silk Road.
Harvesting a kidney.
Get a new liver.
Yeah, there you go. But the thing is, whenever you're doing that, to Buck's point, like you can order whatever you want. There's no repercussions if what you're ordering, one, if it's a cop or a fed or if it's another criminal. There's no guarantee that what you're getting back actually works. And then again, you're taking that passport to the airport and you're like, God, I hope this works.
Roll the dice.
Yeah. How on earth? It's like ordering something off of Temu or Wish. You don't know what you're getting. Hey, they said these are authentic Jordans. I got a good idea that that's probably not the case, but you have no choice but to cross your fingers.
If you changed your identity,
mm-hmm.
what would you do?
What do you mean?
Like, if you were to start over,
yeah.
situation?
Let's say you wipe your life clean and you are able to acquire a fake identity.
You're Andy Dufresne on the beaches of Zihuatanejo.
But now you don't have a job, you don't have your bank accounts, maybe you have some cash.
Yeah, cash.
What do you do?
You got to get a fake, I wouldn't do the United States. Although if you do the United States, then you go find a child that died at birth and you take their identity and their social security.
Here you go
number.
Again.
I know that.
No, that's definitely the thing.
That's the way to do it. You find someone that died at a very young age and you assume their identity.
You take that name and that birth date and you just make sure the timeline is fluid.
Yes,
and you
run with that. And that's your new social security number, everything, and you run with that.
Okay, but what do you do? What do you go do?
I would leave the country and... You got to go somewhere where your money's gonna go a bit. You got to. I think I would go to an island sort of nation, and I think I would just be a nice, friendly bartender.
So even though you were assuming you had cash initially, if either of you had to generate revenue in a new place, what would you do to do that? Again, like if you had to pick up a job,
I think I'd just be a bartender.
I'd host a sports show.
I think both of those, you see too many people if you're trying to lay low.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. I've been to enough island countries and enough little bars in Mexico. No one gives two bleeps about who you are, where you're from. Cash off the books. I could do very well in one of the Saints on a beach and just working at a little bar. Maybe start my own, you know?
Well, there's not much we could do unless we built up some finances.
I know. That's what I'm kind of wondering. What would you at least attempt?
And honestly, where you want to go, not that I know this, but I know a couple buddies that have, or people that I know, go to Bali, somewhere in Indonesia, and you can start a business there and go a long way with a pretty cheap startup. I knew a guy over there that does upholstery over here in the United States, and he just moved over and started an upholstery shop in Indonesia, and he does very well.
Sounds lovely.
Some sort of yacht, some sort of business where I can get into the yacht world and rub elbows with all the richy riches.
There you go.
Head concierge for a fleet.
Yeah, maybe be a captain. You can be Captain Ron.
Well, I wouldn't.
Doesn't have the sailing skills, do you?
I'm not qualified for that.
Maybe just a deckhand.
You'd swab the poop deck.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you could maybe go work on a boat.
I think working on a fishing boat would be killer. I mean,
no.
Why not?
You ever worked on a... No.
I mean, like, charter, like deep sea. Like, I don't mean, like, hauling in crab pots. Yeah. No.
That's a tough life. But yeah, you could do that. You can go down...
I'd puke.
You go down someplace warm.
I think you'd get over it. Yeah. I mean, maybe if you're always seasick, but...
I'm saying the best place to hide is in plain sight. Not in the United States, it's not.
It was for Whitey Bulger for a while.
He had some resources.
Yeah.
Whitey wasn't strapped for cash.
Yeah, didn't he have a bunch of cash in his walls?
Yeah.
Yep.
In that apartment?
Yep. You got to go someplace where you can just live for pennies on the dollar. You got to go overseas. Again, I think...
I could hide in Mexico.
Yeah. I like the idea of maybe... I like the idea of Bali. Maybe Jakarta. It's somewhere over there, if I could get there.
See, the getting there to me is... Because then... Let's say you got that first passport that you needed. Yeah. That's getting scrutinized again on, I'm assuming, a commercial. I mean, are you getting a private plane to get you to Indonesia from Mexico? That's going to be tough.
Maybe a boat. Take a nice cruise. And again, when you're going into those countries, guess who doesn't care who's coming into their country? Those places. No one cares. Their customs and immigration there, they just kind of... they wave you. It's a very aggressive third base coach.
I just feel like with international air travel... That is a huge danger to you.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tough. So I think maybe the boat. Take a nice cruise ship somewhere out there.
All right. Now, Buck, I think you went and got this audio. We have the Jason Kelce Christmas song.
It's on your page.
Have you heard about this?
I've seen. Is this like when he was with the Eagles?
No.
This is new?
No, this is new.
Because when he was with the Eagles and stuff, they would always do some sort of weird charity thing.
Well, so this is, I believe, same Isaac, thing? This is from that. Yeah. They have a brand called the Philly Specials.
Correct.
Milata, their
Jordan Milata,
he sings like an angel.
Well, and he plays. He plays the strings. He's a ukulele guy.
That guy's great.
Yeah, but this is new. This is a new song that will hit streaming services this Friday.
Interesting.
And it's by Jason Kelce, and he teams up with a very famous vocalist.
Oh boy, I have not heard this.
And you're gonna hear it.
Can't wait.
Next. Here's Buck.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Jason Kelsey, who continues to corkscrew his way into our lives.
Yes.
In any which way he can.
He was doing push-ups the other day in some sort of tank top.
Gold's Gym tank top.
On the NFL pregame show. Yeah.
It's part of a salute to service or something. His agent, must be making bank.
That dude's working overtime.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just the hot thing to where anybody can call up any entity and say, hey, do you want Jason Kelsey? Like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. He's so hot right now.
Well, he is everywhere.
So...
And I don't really even get it.
Do you think he has a high price tag because everyone wants him? Or do you think because he'll do absolutely everything, he's not that expensive to get?
No, he's expensive to get.
I bet he is expensive.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
He's not doing
just cashing stuff.
He's not
moment.
Doing the stuff for cheap. I mean, he doesn't need the money. He made a bunch of money as a player. And their podcast, they sold that podcast for like $80 million.
$100 million, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot.
$100 million, 3-year deal with Amazon.
Who bought
I think.
That? Amazon?
I think Amazon did.
Yeah. They brought the
Good
Kelsey brothers.
Good grief.
Dude, he's just rolling in.
What are we doing?
Not enough.
Not
apparently.
Enough. Sorry, man. You got stuck with a really bad practice squad center.
Why
didn't
I get him?
He's better.
Come on, Rob!
Well, you both need to have played and played well.
That's true.
Yeah, but is their podcast even any good, or is it just because their names?
It's okay, but I think a lot of it
is
their
names.
It's fine. But...
Well, I'm tired of Jason Kelsey. And I've told you this. I was one of the first to come out and say, are we getting too much Kelsey?
And by the way, there will be a pushback coming here. It's like anything else that gets exposed like this, this much, there will be...
He's like Pat McAfee without the talent.
Well, shoot, a year ago, people were complaining about his brother like this. Remember when Travis was like, he was Mr. Pfizer, and he was like, yeah.
Travis is nowhere compared to this
guy. Could go in a commercial break and see 3 Travis Kelsey ads at the same time last football season.
Yeah.
And it will, there will be the inevitable blowback, but in the meantime, he's cashing checks and, you know.
So he and the two guys from the Eagles, Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata, formed the Philly Specials, and they drop a Christmas album every year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's album is going to be titled A Philly Special Christmas Party, which follows last year's A Philly Special Christmas Special.
Ah, I see what they did there.
And then... In 2022, it was A Philly Special Christmas.
I just remember, I've seen one of the videos, and like the other two aren't bad, but when Jordan starts singing, everyone's like, oh my God, dude's amazing.
So now, Kelsey has collabed a new Christmas song with a very famous artist.
My guess is Taylor Swift.
That's a good guess, but it is not Taylor Swift.
Okay.
She, in my opinion, is an absolute legend, and you will know who she is when you hear her sing. But they have a song called Maybe This Christmas. It is scheduled to hit streaming services this Friday.
Do you make any money off of streaming? Are they going to get like 6 seconds worth of, they make nothing.
Isn't it all about downloads?
Yeah, I just don't.
Maybe it'll become a hot thing like Mariah.
I don't think there's
Carey.
Any money in that.
Well, if you can embed a digital ad in there and they can sell those, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
So here it is, Jason Kelsey and Famous Woman.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year love will appear. Forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
You don't know who that is?
Maybe this.
I would say it sounds more nasally than she usually is.
There's no way that's Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, that's Stevie Nicks.
That's Stevie Nicks to do this?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. For a minute there, I was like, is that gravelly like Miley Cyrus? And I was like, does Stevie Nicks do this with Jason Kelsey?
Their harmony's decent.
Yeah.
This is not a bad song.
No.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a Christmas song.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you know, if this came on the radio or like at a Christmas station, I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, because they play the same damn songs over and over and over.
Yeah, I like when you get new Christmas songs. Well, I'll be damned.
Let's hear verse 2 here. The great duet.
Low-key sing a little bit.
He can.
He's fine.
Like, I'm sure he doesn't have a lot of range or whatever, but for that, that was fine.
Yeah, that works.
That was really good.
I'll say this. Of all the things that I've seen Jason Kelsey do...
That's one of the best.
That's one of the better
ones. Yeah, he normally... I give him a shot because he's everywhere, so you have to kind of...
Yeah.
I don't think he's particularly funny. I don't think he's particularly good analyst.
He has a really good personality.
He's just kind of goofy. Yeah. And
he's a nice guy. He's a guy you want to go out for a beer with.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a fun hang.
Yeah.
But that, and then, of course, Stevie, you get me every time with Stevie. Yeah. I love her so much. So that was maybe this Christmas, Download Friday.
Huh. I just enjoy when anyone puts out a, because I like a lot of the modern Christmas songs. It's a nice change up. So I appreciate when we get a new one that comes out. And that's solid. So that's a worthwhile Christmas effort.
You know what's a badass Christmas album?
What do you got?
That not a lot of people know about? Mm. Sia's Christmas album? Have you heard of
I have not.
Michael, so Sia, S-I-A?
Yeah.
I think it's called Every Day is Christmas.
Okay. I don't know if I listen to a full Christmas album, but I do pick and choose individual Christmas songs. I think if I had a go-to Christmas album, I like the Celtic Women. They do a phenomenal... And they do traditional Christmas songs, but they are amazing. They are just incredible. And so sometimes I'll take a spin through that. But I hunt and peck. Because there's a lot of artists that I like that do really good Christmas songs. In fact, I mean, I've said it on the air, but when people think I'm crazy, my favorite Christmas song is Blues Traveler. Like 15 years ago did one for the very special Christmas albums that they do. It's like volume 8 or whatever. They did one called Time for Christmas. And it's my favorite Christmas song. I think it's amazing. And it's about, like, all the religions and that the Christmas can be anything to anybody. And that it's not just about Christmas. Love it. Listen to it 100 times during the holiday season.
I've got a list of the top 25 Christmas albums of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, A Motown Christmas.
Does that get everybody in there? Is like we got like all the...
Well,
is that like a various artists type situation?
Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Supremes, yeah, Temptations.
That's pretty good.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time with that one.
Number 4, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
From the 60s.
Don't know if I've heard anything from that.
Number 3, James Brown's Funky Christmas.
Really?
Huh. Is Mariah Carey's on there?
Number 2, Elvis Presley, Elvis's Christmas Album, 1957.
Yeah, I've heard that. Sinatra's got a really good Christmas album that I'll take for a spin from time to time.
And number 1, A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, 1963.
Really?
They have actually put this on the in the top 150 greatest albums of all time.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. I would go, if I had to pick my favorite, I would probably say, again, like I like the Celtic Women, but those are, I think those are just like live albums. But the original, like 80s, A Very Special Christmas, because that's got Springsteen doing the Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, baby. I love that one. You've got the Christmas in Hollis, right? That's Run DMC.
Love that one.
Which is a great one.
That's a great Christmas jam.
And it's got the Baby Come Home, U2. Doing the Baby Please Come Home for Christmas. Like, that's... Come on. Like, that's number one. And I think, like, Whitney Houston's on that and a couple others. You might get John Mellencamp on that thing. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good artists on that. And I think, like I said, mid-80s.
When I think of Christmas songs, I think of Bing Crosby.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And Mariah Carey, to some extent.
I was going
to
say, that one that Mariah put out all those years ago with, you know, her big one on there is, I would assume that that would be on most lists. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Well, that's just a... Isn't that just a
single? I know, but that's part of... She has an album. Oh. She put out an entire Christmas album, and that was on
Well,
there.
It's no Carpenter's Christmas collection, but...
Carpenter's.
They're on here.
Michael Bublé has a great Christmas album.
Keep laughing. He's a great Christmas singer.
Yes.
James Taylor has a great Christmas album.
Yeah. I don't know if I know that one.
Beach Boys' Christmas album's
pretty
good.
Beach Boys' Christmas is good, yeah.
Oh, who's the... who's the guy that does the Noel, the piano guy?
Andrea Bocelli?
No. The white guy, long hair.
Randy Newman?
No, he does an amazing Christmas song. Why can't I think of him? Josh Groban.
Oh, Groves.
I don't know about his whole Groves. Album, but he has that Noel song.
Groves is my guy.
That is freaking incredible. And I know that's on a larger Christmas album. I tend to hunt and peck individual songs.
Josh Groban. I went through a Josh Groban phase.
Did you?
Yeah. And I know he's, you know, he has the religious thing going.
Yeah.
But he's tremendous.
Got a great voice.
Absolutely tremendous.
And by the way, my buddy that does the Metallica stuff has worked with him, says he's a great guy.
Yeah, I have a friend in L.A. who lives close to him, and his kids go to school together, and he said Groban is like the most normal dude in all of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Well, Hollywood. You know, in the entertainment industry.
Sure.
He's just cool as S. Yeah.
The Grobes.
Grobes. That's my guy.
They did It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode around that where Dee is obsessed with Josh Groban.
I'd see him. If he came through, I'd see him. I'd go see him. He can... That dude can sing.
Yeah. And he's got a good personality. He did the... do you remember when Jimmy Kimmel was doing the war with Matt Damon?
Matt
Damon did the... I'm blanking your girl, and Jimmy Kimmel did one back. I think he got Josh Groban to sing on that. I think he did the I'm blanking Ben Affleck, and I think Groban sang on that. He's got a good personality.
All right, there's a little hot Christmas music talk. You know, Christmas music has begun.
Yeah, guaranteed now because we've had this conversation on my way home.
Maybe this Christmas
I'll be listening to some Christmas tunes.
Well, really?
Yeah.
That's too early for me.
No. Well, now that we've been talking about this, there's like 8 songs now in my head that I want to hear.
Is this one?
I don't know if this is one of them.
Hey, I have the other Eagles one with Jordan Mailata singing on it.
Yeah, he's great. I like a good Polynesian kind of Christmas, you know, with the ukulele going on. It works. Also, Martina McBride, the country singer, has a couple really, really good Christmas tunes. Amy Grant also.
Amy Grant has a great Christmas album.
Sings really. She pops up on a lot of the Christmas stations, and I'm like,
yeah, she's a
yeah, Team Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah,
but she's hot.
Yeah,
good.
Does married Lyle Lovett and Vince Gill.
Married them both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Lyle Lovett had Amy Grant and Julia Roberts, huh?
Oh wait, maybe I'm thinking of Julia.
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
Yep, it was Julia Roberts.
I felt really old at Kim Martinez, our boss's sendaway. There was a hipster dude, because we kind of had the whole back room. She kind of rented out. And there was a hipster guy in the corner on his own reading a book.
Cute.
Yeah. And so we
was
were
it
like...
Josh Groban?
No, but we were like, what is he reading? And I was like, oh, I guarantee that that's something from 150 years ago.
Grobes,
like,
is that you?
And
Grobes, babe!
Yeah. And I was like, so we were talking about him because he was like the most hipster you could be. And I was like, God, he looks like Lyle Lovett.
Oh, no. It was Lyle Lovett?
No. No one knew who Lyle Lovett was.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, come on. Not even Kim?
Well, Kim was doing her own thing. So I was there with like, it was like 5 of the salespeople. And like, and I was like, dude, Lyle Lovett, and no one. It was
I
just.
I get so frustrated by crap like that. Dude, like, the guy's a legend.
It's like, Lyle Lovett? Like, no one? Lyle Lovett?
And I know he's weird looking, but he's the effing legend. You should at least know who he is.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Believe me. And then I was like, am I that old and out of touch?
I'm leaving.
No one gave me a... And by the way, I went and asked him what he was reading because we were all debating it. And it was some sort of weird Portuguese thing from 1880. So I was right.
Why is that weird?
Well, just... Everyone was like, oh, no, I guarantee he's reading something modern. Like the, I'm like, no. When you see Lyle Lovett on his own at a bar, like at night reading something, no, that's not what hipsters are
reading. Why do you go to a bar to read? I don't understand that.
I don't know. But he seemed very nice. And he was open. I was like, hey, we're not making fun or anything. I was like, we're just interested in what you were
reading. I think if it were like a quiet bar, if it was a bar with a, like, if you didn't want to go to a coffee shop, you wanted to pour yourself a whiskey.
Yeah, I guess you have a drink.
Like, but I wouldn't want to do it where someone's having a company send-off.
It was a little strange, but... He seemed nice enough and looked a lot like Lyle Lovett, which I did not tell him because I, you know.
That's going to be my new bit. I'm going to start getting books that I don't read and going into bars and just setting up shop. And,
little they know, you're just drinking.
Yeah.
He was the only one not in the group, and he was right adjacent to the group. Everyone was like, did he come with someone? We're like, no, he's just reading.
All right, we got to go. We wrap it up next on The Fan.
I just saw a thing on, Thanksgiving right around the corner, and, it was like, don't talk. Politics, especially this year around the table. I want to start asking my way. I'm like, hey, I don't have a place to go. Just see if I can get invited to places. Show up, start a Trump conversation, and then just vanish. Stir it up for like 2 to 3 minutes, really get some froth going, and then just quietly slip out the door and be like, hey, what happened to Sikanik? I think he left.
Light the match, throw it at the puddle of gasoline, and walk away.
Just see if I could do that like 8 to 10 times around our fair city. Just see how many Thanksgivings I can ruin at once.
What a happy Thanksgiving spirit from you.
All right, coming up next is... Oh, wait, we have Ducks basketball.
Yeah, there is no hot corner tonight because of Ducks basketball. Oh, so yeah. We have a little bit of ESPN programming before Joey Mack will take you for pregame at 7:30. Or
9:10.
Wait, hold on. Oh.
Your timing.
Here's the situation.
In black, please. Thank
you. We can listen to the game on 9:10 and 10.
You can get swag.
Is this swag Super Bowl right here?
It really is. This is his big chance.
Courtside at Matthew Knight.
This is go. He's been preparing for this all year.
He's probably rubbing elbows with Phil right now.
And really, I said all year, Swag's been preparing for this his whole life. This is his Eminem moment. He's only got one chance to blow. Here it is.
All right. Well, listen to the Pilots broadcast on 9:10 or our broadcast here on 1080. We are back tomorrow. 3-7 to Fake Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.